Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Welcome to the program. I trust it's going to be a blessing today. We're going to have a message from the Word of God, and we're also going to have some wonderful songs of inspiration. But before we get into the singing, I ask you to pick up that telephone, call a friend or a neighbor, and invite them to view the program. Many of you do that, and it helps me advertise this ministry. Now we're getting right into the singing today. A wonderful song, sung by Miss Sandy Payton. The title of her song is, That's When God Steps In.
When there's nothing but trouble on every side, and it's so dark, I can't remember the light. I pray to find answers, but there's no way out. When I've seen the worst, and my world's upside down,
that's when God steps in over and over again. When it looks like that all hope it's gone in my life, that's when God steps in. When I reach the end, He finds a new way for me to begin.
Oh, that's when my God steps in. I'm so glad to hear that's when my God steps in. Have you been there? I don't know why He's waiting, taking His time. Oh, but His thoughts are so much higher than mine. Oh, He knows the perfect moment for my world to change. When all seems lost, He has all things in place.
That's when God steps in. Oh,
I trust that you have enjoyed Miss Sandy's song. We're going to have another song in just a minute, but right now, I want to take this opportunity to invite you, if you don't have a church home, to visit with us here at Westside Baptist Church. You may be new in this area and not know exactly where we're located, so let me give you some very brief directions. If you will drive downtown, driving south on Jackson Street, you'll pass the old courthouse drive to the bottom of the hill. Now, at the bottom of the hill, the street changes in name only to LaGrange Street. You will drive down LaGrange Street, past the Newnan High School, and continue driving 1.5 miles further. Look for the church on the left-hand side of the road. In fact, just look for the big white cross on the church sign, 762 Smoky Road. Now, our services begin on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock with Sunday school, morning worship at 11, at 6 p.m. the evening service, and on Wednesday at 6:45 we have the children's ministers, then at 7 o'clock the teen ministers and the adult Bible study and prayer service. Come out and visit with us. We would be so honored, so thrilled to have you do that. Now we're getting right back into the singing. Miss Vicki Adams is singing this wonderful, wonderful song, Holy Ground.
As I walk through the door, I sensed His presence, and I knew this was the place where love abounds. For this is the temple Jehovah God abides here, and we are standing
Now, just before the message, Miss Wendy Fuller singing for us, Jesus Still Sounds the Same.
Talk to when I feel so alone. Oh, there must be someone who's traveled this road. Then I remember that he understands. He's never left me. I'm still in his hands. Jesus still sounds the same. Fear still surrenders when we speak his name. In our confusion, one true voice remains. Jesus still sounds the same. If we listen closely, we can still hear him say, I am with you always, and I still light the way. Whatever the trial, whatever the need, he's still our shelter, the source of our strength.
I trust that you have enjoyed the singing today. Now let's take a look in the book. If you have your Bible and you would like to read along with me, I suggest you take a pencil and a piece of paper, jot these references down again so that you can study them at a later time. I am interested in the power of the cross. It was because of the cross, my dear friends, that we have salvation. Listen to this hymn of the faith, the old rugged cross. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem and suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. It's wonderful to know that our sins have been purchased by the shed blood of Jesus Christ at that old rugged cross 2,000 years ago. I want to talk to you today about the power of the cross. The power of the cross. First of all, we see this power as reconciliation to holy God. In Ephesians, Paul addresses this subject in chapter 2, verse number 16. Now listen very carefully. He says, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body. You see, we are corporate into one. Many, thousands upon thousands, millions upon millions, or whatever, unnumberable number, if you please, but yet we are still one body in the Lord Jesus Christ. And here's why, by the cross. It was on the cross Jesus Christ died. It was on the cross he shed his blood for you and for me. It was on the cross that he purchased our salvation. The cross could not hold him. He was taken off the cross, put in a borrowed tomb, but he ascended back into the heavens. And I want to tell you, one day he's coming again. And I think it's going to be pretty soon. It says, having slain the enmity thereby. That enmity was death. You see, Jesus Christ overcame death, hell, and the grave because of the cross. So we see today we are reconciled. We are brought into fellowship, a holy communion, communication with holy God. Now, as we look at that, we see also in Galatians chapter 6, verse 14, these words that we find, there's power to separate us from the world. Worldliness, if you please. In Galatians, Paul writes, but God forbid that I should glory. You see, there's nothing good about me. There's nothing good about you. We have a reputation and we want to have a good reputation. We want to be a good Christian, have a good Christian testimony. But you see, inwardly, the only thing that's good about us is Jesus Christ living within us. Oh, listen. He says, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's no good that we can do. There's nothing that we can do to inherit or earn salvation. There's nothing that we can do to purchase salvation. But you see, it says, by whom the world is crucified unto me. It says, and I unto the world. May I say today that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, to eternal hope, eternal glory in heaven. You see, the song talks about citizens of two worlds. I'm a citizen of the United States of America. I'm a flag-waving citizen of America. But I want to tell you, my dear friend, I am a flag-waving citizen of a new world. I want to tell you one more time, I'm saved. And my question to you is, are you saved today? This message is very pertinent, very important, because you see, I really believe the Lord's coming soon. You may not understand this, not fully believe it or accept it, but dear friend, Jesus Christ is coming soon. The Bible clearly teaches it. You read all the way through the Bible. He gives us His plan. It's in there. We do not know the day nor the hour, but He gives us the times and the seasons. And dear friend, the season has arrived. Jesus Christ is coming again. Hey, listen, it's exciting. That is, if you're a Christian. It's exciting today because I am anticipating, I'm looking for His imminent return. I'm looking for Jesus Christ. He says, we are crucified unto the world. This world does not hold us any longer. This world system, the cosmos, this world system does not hold a Christian. Now, we are in the world, but we're not off the world. The world doesn't understand this. As I've said, the song says the citizens of a new world, are two worlds, here and up there. But then we look further in Philippians, Paul writing again in chapter 2, verse number 8. And he gives us the power to exalt to God's throne. Listen to the words from the book. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. He's talking about Jesus now. Jesus was born in a little manger in Bethlehem to a young virgin by the name of Mary. Now, if you don't fully understand this, you say, that's impossible. There is absolutely nothing impossible with God. Let me explain to you why it had to be a virgin birth. You see, the bloodline had to be reestablished. In the garden, Eve sinned. She sinned ignorantly. Adam partook of the forbidden fruit so that he would be on the same level that Eve was on. He knew that if he did not, then Eve would be eternally doomed, but he would still be saved. He'd be in perfection. But you see, he willingly sinned so that there would be hope for his helpmate, Eve. But you see, God, when he stepped in, God told them that they must offer a blood sacrifice. The sons Cain and Abel, Cain offered the sacrifice of his hands, the things that he grew. But Abel took the firstling of the flock and offered a blood sacrifice, typing Jesus Christ. And he was the offering of the perfect sacrifice. And I want to tell you, the blood was sprinkled on the mercy seat in heaven, and it is there now. And my sins are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Isn't that something to rejoice about today? We could rejoice because we know that we are citizens of a new world. He says, and we become obedient unto death. Jesus Christ became obedient unto death, even to the cross. Oh, listen. I want to tell you, it's a good day to be a Christian. Then we look at the power to remove the law's claim on us. And it comes through the power of the cross. Paul writing in Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Now listen to these words very carefully. Blotting out, washing away, wiping away as if it had never been. The handwriting of our ordinances. You see, there were over 300 laws in the Old Testament that must be kept in order to be perfect in the eyes of God. That was an impossibility. No one was ever able to keep those laws and fulfill them, every one of them, until Jesus Christ came. And hey, listen, sinless. And he fulfilled all those requirements. And he even offered a pure blood sacrifice to purchase our salvation. He says, which were contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Oh, listen. Then we see the power to keep from the flesh. Oh, the flesh gives us problems today. The flesh is prone to lead us in the wrong direction. And we need to be very careful that we are not controlled by the flesh, my dear friend. But Paul writing to Galatians chapter 5, verse 24, listen to these words now. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the afflictions and lust. That is the control. Now, a Christian can sin. You say, well, now, Brother Melvin, if you've got sin in your life, then you're not going to be going to heaven. No, I'm not saying that. You see, a Christian can sin in the flesh, but he does not sin in the spirit. But you'd better be careful that you don't go around sinning in the flesh. The Bible says, though, if we do, we have an advocate, an intercessor, and he's seated in the heavenlies to make intercession for you and for me. That's my Jesus. That's my Lord that I serve today. That's my Lord I'm preaching about today. Thank God we have an advocate, a lawyer, pleading our case. You see, we can sin in the flesh, but we are saved in our spirit. Oh, listen, it's a good day to be a Christian. Then we look at the power that to put off the old man of habit. Do you have habits that control you? Listen to what the Bible says. Paul's writing Romans chapter 6, verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man, the old nature, is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, This body's going to the grave. But praise God, the Spirit's going home. And henceforth, we should not serve sin. Christian, there's that possibility, but we don't have to be controlled by it. We don't have to sin. But if we do sin, the Bible says that we have an advocate with our Father. Then we see the power to ignore the eye of sin. Listen to what Paul's saying. He's talking about himself. He says, I, Paul, am crucified with Christ. Now, what Paul was really saying is Christ was on the cross. But because he was on the cross, Paul says, I'm on the cross. You see, he says, because of the cross, he's made a citizen of a new world. Says, nevertheless, I live, even though Jesus Christ hung on the cross in my stead, as in my place, he says, I still live. Yet not I, but this very carefully, he says, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Oh, listen, who loved me and gave himself for me. Christian, we are to be careful in our daily walk because we will give an account of our stewardship and the way we conduct ourselves. And we need to be very careful as we walk in this world. I know things are bad. I know things are out of control. But we as Christians don't have to participate in these things. You see, and I'll say it one more time. I say it many times. Our life might be the only Bible some people ever read. What kind of message are you sending? Then listen very carefully. There's the power to inspire, to be obedient. O foolish Galatians, it says, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Wherefore, whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth and crucified among you. Oh, listen. In closing, my challenge to you believers today is, this world is in a sad shape, but we as Christians need to reflect Jesus Christ to this lost world and leave a testimony, Jesus saves. Until this same time next week, this is Brother Melvin Payne, the pastor of Westside Baptist Church, saying goodbye, God bless you, and go with God.